Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have you been to Navy Pier lately? I talked about this the other day, that last summer I rode my bike down to Navy Pier. I don't live that far away. And then from there got off the bike and did a walking tour of Navy Pier. And I came away enthused. I don't know what your image is of Navy Pier. Maybe it is, it's great. Maybe it is that, yeah, I've been there, done that, and it's fine for the tourists, but it's not my thing. And I'm telling you, you should reconsider that. Marilyn Kelly Gardner is here, the president and CEO of Navy Pier. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, John.
Sitting next to you, by the way, is one of those new businesses there, or business that is new to Navy Pier by a couple of years, Stephanie Hart, who's the owner of Brown Sugar Bakery, one of the stores on the pier. Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what you do there, but it already sounds good. What is the Brown Sugar Bakery?
I am a Southern dessert bakery. I bake all that stuff that has all the good stuff of your childhood memories.
So what do people, what's the specialty of the house?
Caramel cake.
Really?
Yes.
It's
caramel,
phenomenal.
Is it?
It's number one.
That's what people come for. You know, I was talking to a guy who ran a bakery on the South Side, and caramel cake was a big thing. Is that a Southern dish?
Is
that?
It is definitely Southern.
Yeah.
It is. But Chicago, for some reason, really embraces it. I think that particular migration by way of Mississippi to Chicago really makes it a real big cake here.
Huh. Talk about here, Navy Pier. Do you agree with my assessment that maybe people don't know Navy Pier now?
That has been our impression, and we are so grateful that Chicagoans are rediscovering or discovering the new Navy Pier, just like you, John.
Do you call it that, the new Navy Pier?
Yes, we do.
As of when?
We started our reconstruction in 2014 and have transformed the public spaces on the pier with much more to come, I might add. But it is now truly a showcase for what's best in Chicago. And the spaces, as you discovered or rediscovered, are much more open, bold, and contemporary. And we showcase now experiences that can only be found in Chicago, like Brown Sugar Bakery. So it's really a much more authentic experience when one visits Navy Pier, and we're hopeful that all of Chicago, like you, comes back and discovers that it's not their parents' Navy Pier, it's not the Navy Pier they grew up on.
Yeah. We're sitting in the 18th floor of a building at 303 East Wacker, which overlooks the river, the lake, and Navy Pier. There are not many people that have a better daily view of Navy Pier than I do. The Ferris wheel is quite a signature for it, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's quickly become an iconic fixture on our lakefront. This centennial wheel was opened in 2016 to celebrate the pier's centennial, as we have begun taking the pier into its second century. So it's really become iconic and certainly a treasure on the lakefront.
Is it the most visited tourist attraction in Illinois or Chicago?
So it's the most visited attraction in the state. We draw 9 million guests on an annual basis.
Really?
Yes. And a little over 5 million of those guests actually come from Illinois.
Yeah.
So it's more of a local destination.
And so what do you do when you go to Navy Pier? How does somebody do it? Do they come and eat? Do they spend the day? Do they come and shop and then go back? I mean, what's the way to do Navy Pier?
The average guest is at the pier for 4 to 6 hours. I mean, there's so much to do and experience. Aside from the fabulous dining and the wonderful treats that Stephanie serves up, the boat tours, dining cruises, the IMAX theater is at Navy Pier. We host 250 free programs on an annual basis. So not only are we showcasing local businesses at the pier, but we're also a platform for the hundreds of emerging and established cultural and arts organizations throughout the city.
Would you agree with me that a way to do it would be to pick something you're going to do when you get there, right? I mean, you could mosey up and down, as I did one day last summer, but having done that, my recommendation would be plan on doing the Sea Dog, or what's the tall ship, the Windy?
The Windy.
The Chicago Windy. It looks like a ship Christopher Columbus came over on, right?
It's a four-masted schooner.
It really is. And then people get on it, and then you go sailing out onto the lake.
And actually, you get to help raise the sails.
I could not believe it. Yeah, I was like, holy cow, I guess it's safe. These people are just out there sailing. It's spectacular. It looks like fun. It looks very authentic. You know?
And there really aren't any better views of the city than from out on the water.
So that's my idea. So I would take time to like say, okay, we're going to eat at one of the restaurants and have a meal. You know, take an hour and a half or whatever that would be. Or we're going to do a boat tour. And then on either side of that, you know, budget another hour to go get some treats or to just leisurely walk up and down or maybe do the Ferris wheel ride. You know what I mean? Make it half a day or a day of it that way.
Right. And I think you'd find there's so much more than you imagined at the pier.
Well, so how many boat attractions are there? That was the other thing that kind of surprised me. I'm familiar with the Sea Dog and the water taxis and, you know, the architecture boat tours, but what all is floating out there?
Well, and don't forget, too, Chicago Children's Museum and Chicago Shakespeare Theater are also at the pier.
Well, that would be one of the, yeah, go see a play, get there half a day early, spend it that way.
Absolutely, and then take the water taxi to the museum campus, for instance.
I have done that
before.
Or
along the river.
I don't know how you, this is another, you should do Chicago this way. Go to one of the location or the other, but we started several years ago. We went to Navy Pier, got on the water taxi, then took it over to the museum campus, right? We went over to, I think, the Shedd Aquarium.
Yes.
They had jazz out there that night. They do jazz on the lawn, and you can sit there, sip a beer, look back from either side back into the city, which is just like how better could you do Chicago than that?
Right. It's phenomenal. And all summer long, we have wonderful programs on Monday evenings. There are movies in the park. I mean, it's just a wonderful experience and a unique location.
You do fireworks still?
Of course we do fireworks.
Twice a week
every
in the
Wednesday
summer, right?
And Saturday, all yeah. summer long.
Wednesday and Saturday. So when does that start?
Memorial Day weekend. So the Aon Summer Fireworks kick off Memorial Day weekend and run straight through Labor Day weekend twice weekly.
So is there a restaurant row or food court? Or are you all scattered all around? What's the food scene like?
The food scene is so exciting. I'm so glad to represent Chicago with some of the best of Chicago. There's city chicken, and we have a big bowl, and we're getting a gelato. We have a great tiny tavern. I call door number 5, which is right by Shakespeare Theater, the cake and cocktail corridor.
Why is that?
Because you can have a piece of cake and then have a cocktail, too. How much fun is that?
Yes. Are you over by Navy
yes,
or by Shakespeare?
I'm right by Shakespeare Theater. So that's a lot of fun for me, too, because we get to collaborate a lot. So I love it. I love the row, and I love the fact that restaurants go all the way down.
So is it Ditka's or Harry Carey's? One of them is there?
Harry Carey's is at Navy Pier.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if I wanted to eat a whole meal, I mean, the restaurants, sit-down restaurants would include that, right?
Yes. Harry Carey's, Riva, Giordano's, Bubba Gump's, Margaritaville. But, Harry Carey's is really a Chicago treasure and an iconic location, and
is Brown
a sports museum as well.
Yeah, I noticed that. Is Brown Sugar Bakery a sit-down place then, or do you get
no,
it and go?
This is a get and go. But what's really also very cool about the new Navy Pier is there's all this public seating, so you can just kind of sit down. There is seating right around.
I noticed that too, and I've got to stop saying I noticed that too. But you know I'm an advocate, and one of my complaints about Michigan Avenue, the Gold Coast, just a lot of the public space in the city, is that there isn't enough places. Where are park benches along Michigan Avenue, you know? Or in some of the courtyards by the Equitable Building, you just don't see that much of that. And I'm sure there's a reason for it, but whatever that is, as a consequence, you don't get a chance to sit there and have your piece of cake or your hot dog or your soda or your coffee, whatever. Navy Pier, I think, understands that. I noticed that there were plenty of places to do just what you described.
And there's all kinds of park areas to kind of sit around. My daughter is 26. Her friends were just into Chicago. And one was from Korea and one was from Germany. And she took them there. And their visit was totally different than mine. They found all these great places to do what they love to do, which is take all these selfies. And it looked like they had been all over Chicago. They were outside. They were inside. They were on boats. They were in restaurants. And it was all at Navy Pier.
Hmm. What's the best picture, would you say, of this city? Would it be to go on the north side of the pier, looking back into the beach and up the skyline? But then you miss the loop. You miss maybe where Sears Tower is. So, I don't know. How would I do that?
Well, one of my favorite, I'll call it newer views of the city, comes from the city stage at Polk Brothers Park. So there are now two, there's a performance lawn and a city stage. The performance lawn utilizes the lake stage that uses the pier and the lakefront as its backdrop. But then on the flip side, we have the city stage where there are graduated steps and a lawn that utilize the skyline as a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
So just spectacular views that have been there for hundreds of years, but were never truly celebrated, which we've done now. Or right down at the far east end of the pier, or from atop the Centennial Wheel, you look back and see the entire city.
Are those on the north side of the pier?
On this, I would stick to the south side.
South side. And yes. Is that at the base? Is that right towards the beginning of the Navy Pier?
No, all the way down
at the
east end. All the way down at the end.
Huh. One last question about that. Parking, how do people do that?
Parking there, we have about 1,600 parking spots right on the pier, and we also have designated drop-off and pick-up areas for Uber and Lyft, since so many people are turning to rideshare.
Yeah, or riding their bikes.
And public transportation. We have about 200 buses, CTA buses, that stop at the front of the pier during the peak season and the summer.
When I was there, there was some activity going on the lawn in front of the pier. I'm trying to remember what that was. They have a fountain the kids can run through.
Spectacular fountain. But then you probably saw some of the unique programming that's hosted on the Polk Brothers Performance Lawn.
Yeah, and that's that area that we're describing, the Polk Brothers
correct.
Performance Lawn, right at the beginning when you just walk over there. One last thing for Stephanie. So, caramel cake.
Caramel cake.
What else am I going to get?
Banana pudding, sweet potato pie, all kinds of different cupcake flavors, and cheesecake. We make really good cheesecake.
Hmm. All with a southern / Chicago flair?
Absolutely. My cheesecake has a butter cookie crust, which is so Chicago, because you know Chicago's famous for that, you know, school butter cookie, and that's what we use for our crust.
Cupcakes, gourmet cupcakes are all the rage these days.
Yeah, these are gourmet with a southern flavor. I'm not really trying to make cupcakes that, you know, you didn't have as a child. So we're going to do all those great flavors from your childhood with a twist. I turn ideas from my childhood, like I have a rainbow sherbet cupcake, which tastes just like rainbow sherbet.
Wow.
I have dreamsicle, and we do lemon cream cheese and things that remind me of my childhood, pineapple coconut, things like that.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's gourmet. We make a taffy apple cheesecake. How Chicago is that, right? Everyone loves the taffy apple in Chicago, and then to add it to cheesecake with a butter cookie crust.
Yeah. I was just gawking at your Instagram profile, Stephanie.
So my producer's been gawking at your Instagram profile. Is it very visually satisfying?
Yes, there's a video of someone glazing the caramel cake, and it just keeps going and going and going, and the layers just keep being added on. And in the caption, after I couldn't stop watching, I read the caption, and it said, "I bet you can't tear your eyes away."
And that was true, too, right?
Accurate.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No admission charge to get on. Just head on over at your convenience, right?
Absolutely. Come all summer long. There's always something new happening.
Marilyn Gardner is the president and CEO of Navy Pier, and Stephanie Hart is the owner of the now going to be even more successful Brown Sugar Bakery. You may recognize that from the West Side and the South Side, too. Has it always got the same name wherever you are?
Brown Sugar Bakery.
Brown Sugar Bakery, also at Navy Pier. Ladies, congrats and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And let's get more warm weather and more people at the state's number one attraction. 9 million people visited there last year, 4 million of which were from Illinois. Did I get that number right?
5.4 million.
5.4 from the state.
Correct.
So obviously a big tourist attraction too then.
Absolutely.
More power to us.